What's up, everyone? Welcome back for another episode of the All Things Bengals podcast with yours truly, B Things, with the homie Bengals Drake. Drake, how you doing, bro?
Doing great. Doing great. Even though we don't have a nose tackle still, doing great though. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Yeah, just reminding me that you're the nose tackle-less Bengals for the operating the nose tackle-less Bengals podcast. Yeah, dude, it's an interesting dynamic for sure, right? You know, obviously with this week, bro.
Von Bell, you are a nose tackle, buddy.
You better learn nose tackle, buddy. You better 90 pounds in the next fucking 2 months. I have to be eating like 10,000 calories a day, and he is not Michael Phelps. Like, this dude's got, yeah, bro. I mean, who would have thought that, you know, 2 weeks into free agency, you know, come 10 hours here after we're recording in the middle of the night, 2 weeks into free agency, and you have no nose tackle, bro. I don't think you don't have one on the roster. Let a good one. Josh Tupou ain't a Bengal. DJ Reader ain't a Bengal. J2 Failure, 53. I don't think, right? Like, I don't even know if he's a nose tackle. I don't think you have one. So, yeah, it's an interesting dynamic for sure. You know, obviously, bro, we haven't recorded since Tuesday because that was the last news the Bengals have had. You know, after signing Trent Brown. So, you know, obviously as free agency has really died down, bro.
Yeah.
Like, free agency, like, throughout the league, fucking sucked. Like, it was just mid, bro. And, I mean, I guess credit to the teams, right? They took care of business with their own guys and not let them hit the market. But kind of led for a really quick experience to free agency. So, yeah, dude. It's been dead the past few days.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you got Cheeto as the top paid cornerback in the market this year. Yeah, that's an interesting one that, you know, you
who would have? And I mean that with all the love in the world, but who would have saw that?
Yeah, I never saw that coming, if I'm being honest. Like, we know, like, Cheeto, and, you know, rightfully so, I'm glad that he got his bag for what he did produce before that injury. He got paid, like, before that injury. You know, yep. Maybe not as much as if, you know, didn't have the ACL, probably would have got more. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, him being highest paid, you know, this year in free agency was definitely deserved. And that doesn't mean, you know, he's the highest paid in the league. He's just highest paid this free agency. But, yeah,
I mean,
Tennessee, man. Tennessee, fucking, if you want to talk about a team that wasn't boring this offseason, they were not boring. That's just crazy.
I think that they were the most
active.
I can't give the Steelers credit. Yeah, I will refuse. Like, the dynamic of signing two starting quarterbacks is really interesting, but I can't add them. So, yeah, not including the Steelers. No doubt it was the Titans, bro. You know, I think all Bengals fans are happy to see it for Brian, you know, to go all in. TBD, right?
But I'm going to tell you right now, Brian, you listen to this podcast, okay? Listen, buddy, you don't got nine. You got Will Levis. And if it comes 1v1, he's not beating us, all right?
Oh, of course, bro. We're beating this shit.
That's what kind of surprises me, bro. It's like they are all in on Will Levis, bro. Like, they're...
Well, you got to see it like this, dog. Like,
it's smart. It's definitely smart.
Choice, because you have to make sure that you leave no stones unturned, right? And it's a golden opportunity for Brian that I have a young, talented quarterback. Clearly, Will Levis is crazy talented. Right. Is he the TBD? How can I ensure to get the best answer on if he is? Put him around on his spot. Oh, if he doesn't, guess what? You draft another dude that's dirt fucking cheap. So you chose to invest into these veteran pieces that you already know is going to cost you money, but a quarterback ain't, whether Will works or not. You know, so if a ton of credit to Brian for just doing everything he could, bro. You know, like, you got an interesting receiving core. Like, it's that receiving core almost reminds me, like, kind of coincidentally with DeAndre Hopkins in the mix of the 2021 Arizona Cardinals trio. Remember, they drafted Rondell Moore, who was a young guy. I mean, fuck, he's probably just as good as Treylon Burks because Treylon has just not been able to get shit going in his career. DeAndre and Calvin Ridley. And, you know, you got Chig Onquo, you got Tajay Spears. I think you got another running back.
Tony Pollard,
exactly, bro. I don't know what they did with O-line. They had to have gotten an O-lineman, bro. Like, there's no way they didn't. Their O-line is just, like, the thing I've ever seen in my life.
So we talk about that shit, man. I almost forgot about this. It was kind of going around on Twitter this week. Mike Hilton kind of recruiting. I put out on Twitter because I heard a little bit of tea behind the scenes that, you know, maybe some certain individuals were going to reach out to Xavien Howard and basically make a pitch like, hey, bro, come to Cincinnati. It's perfect for you. Obviously, that's what Mike said. But, yeah, bro, other players are definitely recruiting behind the scenes. First reported here. No, I'm playing. But definitely something that I heard, man.
Bobby, I had to get some water real quick. Thought you were gonna wrap up a bit later there, but nah, it's interesting for sure. I'll tell you this: like, I'm not really turned any of my attention at all to Xavien Howard personally. I feel like I just feel like he's simply not what the Bengals need right now, and it sounds weird, you know, because a talented guy, really talented player, kind of the situation as Cheeto, right? Obviously much higher ceiling in his prime. But recovering from injury last year, had a down year, guy entering a third contract, even though they're different ages, I think just a year apart. But look, man, I don't, for me personally, never averse to adding talent like that. Don't want to congest and confuse more of the secondary like we already have with where Dax is at. The last thing I want to do, how bad would it sound to say, oh, yeah, man, like, your first-round pick, your 2022 first-round pick and your 23 second-round pick in your secondary, they're just floating around in space of that unit. Like, we don't know where they are.
Right.
Because me and Howard would come here to start, right?
Yeah.
Then, what does that look like for you as a team that invested these high assets into your secondary?
Yeah.
And you're not, you know? So, I don't think Xavien's the guy that the Bengals are looking for. I think they want to get a dude, kind of how the philosophy, which did end up switching for me, and I'm really happy we have Geno Smith now, but ahead of free agency, my philosophy was with the secondary or the safety unit, get a guy you know is the three. He's not a starter. Like, Eli makes sense. Get a dude that knows his fucking role, knows what the fuck to do, will solidify the back end of that room. He ain't coming to take nobody's job. He's not coming to fucking, you know, be the man. Like, just play your role, bro. Help these young guys. Play your role.
It's kind of funny. I messaged Eli. Yeah, I used to talk to Eli for a while when he was, you know, with the Bengals. He sent him a bunch of pictures and whatnot. But anyways.
Send him my edit.
I might have. I don't know.
That's fine.
But I sent him a message in, you know, regard to you because I know you love him, man. So I hit him up and I was like, hey, and since he reached out with the eyeball emojis and he hasn't opened it, so.
No. That, damn. You know what, man? Fucking retire, dog. Eli, I mean, yeah, so overall, cool. Interesting was Xavien. It sounds like beyond the players, which look, dude, I mean, like,
I agree. I that's why I didn't make a jersey swap. I mean, the idea of it's cool, but like you said, like, when you have those draft picks highly invested, like, someone was throwing around an idea on Twitter about maybe the possibility of trading Dax. I was like, oh, what?
Yep, I think we talked about it on the last pod. I feel like. You know, yeah, with Paul Danner bringing it up, bro.
Oh, he was the one that brought it up?
Yeah, yeah, in a podcast. And it gained some traction, but yeah, man. I mean, sorry. But guess that's our fault for recording at fucking 3 a.m. Eastern time. So yeah, guys, that just so you know, like, here's the quality of content that you're getting right now. All right. premium fucking content. Bengals After Dark. Like, we may be Bengals at dawn here soon. Give us a couple hours. But, yeah, so my apologies for the yawn. But back with Paul. Yeah, he brought up the idea of the Dax Hill trade. Look, it's really far-fetched. This is nothing imminent at all. All right, so with Paul bringing this up, he didn't hear nothing in the building. We're not breaking no news. We're not saying this is nothing that's forming. They may not even be interested at all because, first off, Dax is a great fucking football player.
Right.
That was not able to put it together last season mentally. Like, bro, did you see the next-gen stat last week of Dax Hill?
Yeah, Dax and Jordan.
So, bro, wasn't that impressive with those next-gen stats? And I'm sure the audience probably wonders. So, let's see. So, try to find these numbers here on Dax. So, ball hawk rate leaders. Let's see what this stat is predicated on. Passes defensed. Ball hawk rate. I guess this is range within the ball. I don't know exactly how long it is. Nonetheless, Dax was a tier above everybody. And guess who was two? Drake.
Jordan?
Jesse Bates.
Oh, Jesse. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, the top five from 5-1 was Jordan Whitehead tied with Tyrann Mathieu at 25% ball hawk rate. Antoine Winfield at 27.9%. Third, Jesse Bates, 28.2%. Second, first, Dax Hill, 29.7%. What does that allude to, Drake? We talked about the giftedness of Dax's range, how quick he is, how fluid his hips are, how just athletic he is, bro. He's so fast, bro. His range is incredible. We talked about the first preseason game, the first drive of the season. Remember Chris Watson? I won't forget. A lot of us fans were in fact to play. Like, oh, my God, here we go. Here's the Dax Hill we were waiting for. We suffered with the heartbreak of letting Jesse Bates walk, get paid a bag. Question mark with Dax Hill. Here we go. Here's what we were looking for. Bro, it's like a 4th-and-5. He made a crazy fucking play, ran across the whole damn field. It looked like in slow motion. That is the Dax Hill. Was not like, all right, what this guy does. So you see it on the stat here. In the other stat, let's see. Yeah, here's another stat. So, the ball hawk rate, that's a cover stat. Run stat for Dax. Defensive run stops amongst defensive backs. Jalen Petrie at number 5 overall at 27. Dax was 4th best at 28. And coincidentally, bro, you got a lot of the same guys here. So, low-key, Jordan Whitehead was on both lists, same with Jesse Bates. So, like, that's an interesting dynamic. Jordan Whitehead led the league in 32 defensive run stops at the safety position. Jesse Bates was 2nd. So, he was 2nd to both. Dax was 1st and 4th. So, it is... You're seeing it right here. The stats show you that this dude makes plays. What is holding him back from really being consistent with making them?
You want me, like, my thought, like, I know with signing Geno this offseason, whatnot, and then you signed Vaughn, a lot of people's idea was that he's going to be a nickel. And I think, bro, like, look at what the Chiefs have got in a guy like Trent McDuffie, right? I think Dax, and I get it, like, damn, first-round pick on a slot. But Trent McDuffie plays such a big role in that secondary in the slot. And, like, you're reiterating to, like, Dax is a guy that makes plays, right? And we saw it last year, like, he can make plays. Maybe that slot is something that'll work better for him. I don't know. And maybe that's how the Bengals view it. But I think, like I said, when you compare it in a situation like the Chiefs, bro, with McDuffie, they got a lot of production out of him this year, and he made a lot of plays. He's not like a guy that is picking everything off. He was just hitting dudes, right? I think Dax kind of gives you a little versatility because he might pick more shit off in the slot, in my opinion. he might be able to. You know, he might feel more comfortable, but who knows?
Yeah, that's exactly right, bro. That's why the kind of the couple steps ahead was with what Paul was thinking about. You know, and makes total sense of how Dax could potentially be a trade target. Because I mentioned this last week on the pod. We have three slot corners. The reality is Rodrigo is best in the slot. With his,
you think right? What they think? You think they're going to focus on that? Rodrigo in the slot?
They can't. They have one of the best slot corners, a perennial top slot corner in the league, and Mike Hilton.
Right.
A pick that's floating in the secondary land, not touched down at any position. He's just a floater right now. And then you got Drago, who is a preferred slot corner when you look at his size, right? It's just kind of proven. I'm not saying that he's destined for failure at outside. I'm not saying that at all. He could develop and become a lockdown, incredible corner. I mean, his size isn't impossible to win outside of this, you know, at that corner spot, but projected best in the spot. You have three. And they're all premium profiles or premium talent. You have opportunity potentially, if it presented itself, to offload one of those guys. You know, if you see them all best suited there. So that's why this whole thing has came up initially. Like I said, everybody, yes, speculation, it's just an idea, nothing imminent in the building for that. But yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, this year, like, fuck, if any dude goes down, you feel great. I mean, at least, you know, with a couple guys in the mix, like, all right, you know, you got Mike, you got Von Bell, like, that secondary is loaded, bro.
Yeah, and I think if you were to trade a Dax, I think that opens possibility of, like, Bengals can get Vaughn, like, it we've talked about in the podcast, and it's something I've heard too, like, get Vaughn like a 2-year deal, you know what I'm saying? If that was the situation, not to say that that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, no, I hear you for sure, and I think if so far ahead is probably just completely unreasonable, which we talk a lot of shit like that on this pod, so it's okay. It's a profile. Some unreasonable shit is what us optimistic Bengals fans talk. Like, then Jordan Battle. Like, you feel great about him. So,
like, I wonder, like, do you think they could view Jordan as a free safety? Like, how do you think they view Jordan? Because it's kind of, I feel like our secondary is just confusing. But, like, we got hella people that are talented.
I feel like
Lou can just fake these people out, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, potentially, possibly. That's just what's kind of nice, you know, with this versatility. It sounds cliche, you know. It becomes a numbed term after a while. Yeah, whatever. You know, versatility. Yeah, it's thick. Well, but it's different when you actually see it transpire. You know, and it gives you a ton of advantages when you can actually put these guys in different situations. Dax is suitable to do. Dax can't do it. He would have to develop. But how much you are of a young Dax Hill is what the most, because, like we said, it wasn't the collapse mentally, physically. It wasn't his inability to make plays because he's just too slow. Or whatever, or off the field physical stuff. It was mental. So you already shook the jar. I mean, you've shook it as much as you possibly could right now. Like, you literally replaced him. Yeah. I don't know. You know? Yeah. What's wrong? But yeah, don't want to beat the Dax Hill conversation down. You know, but with the whole
Stone, Geno Stone went from a 72 overall rating last year to an 81 in Madden. Random, sorry.
It's good, bro. I mean, 81, I don't know. It's even a little low for one season. I feel like I could have seen like an 84 or something, but I don't play Madden, so I don't play video games. I'm not gay. So I'm kidding. I'm sure no fucking person plays video games.
Canceled. Here. Canceled.
You're not gay.
Canceled.
You don't love men if you play video games, all right? It's fine. Like, you can play video games. Like, I'm kidding.
Yo, let's see Drew Samples. What's Drew Samples?
Let's go. Wait.
Guess it. Try to guess Drew Samples, bro.
4.
Huh?
74.
Damn, bro. They did my dog dirty. He was a 69 before the season started, and he's at a 68 now.
Bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro. They're capping on my boy Drew, man. Drew, bro.
Bitches? That's crazy, bro. He had a career year.
Mike Gesicki's a 78.
Man, fuck Madden. Fuck.
Yeah, they better give my boy Tanner Hudson some respect, though. Oh, 67's crazy.
I was about to say 67 straight up, bro. Dude, fuck them. Dude, I bet you they got Jamar Chase at like an 89.
Nah, bro, Jamar, 93 is crazy.
Crazy low. What's Joe at? Should be a 99 every year, but Jamar should be 99 too, but.
Joe? Whoa, they put his shit down. His shit was at a 95. It's at a 93 now.
Fuck bitches. Yeah, I don't care about that at all, for real. Fucking man, I don't play any video games. I don't have. I sucked at him anyway, so I was like, fuck this. But all right, bro. Let's touch on another topic real quick. Then we're going to kind of go into some mocking draft afterwards. So what was it? El Cero or somebody? Don't want to claim he reported that if he didn't, but somebody wrote an article about the Bengals are willing to listen to trade offers. I mean, look, overall, then I want to hear you allude to some things. Nothing valuable was spoken of in that article at all. Everything was premised around potentially, maybe, possibly, if an offer was so good, the Bengals would be stupid saying no, the Bengals could say yes. Well, no fucking shit. Like, yeah, they may trade a dude that they showed signs they maybe potentially want to trade. So, what did you take from it, bro?
You saw the tweet from Adam Schefter, right?
I guess it was Adam Schefter. Yeah, I don't know who wrote the article. Somebody did.
Well, Adam Schefter. There was a couple of trades that were made, and on the franchise tag, I'm trying to think of the guys. It was
Darius,
Brian Burns, oh, and Snead. And Schefter was like, and T. Higgins hopes he's not the last one.
Man, fuck you, dog. Yeah, I saw that. Bro, I think I said fuck you respectfully. Like, nah, yeah. Backhanded fucking compliment, little fucker. But yeah, bro.
Like B Thang said, guys, you're gonna take your $22 million and you're gonna like it.
Yeah, hey, especially when they all saw it, I'm like, damn. You know, I said, like them seeing it, you know, like it's different, bro, when the players are straight commenting on the post. I mean, but it is what it is, bro. Damn straight. You know it deep down too. Like, I get it, bro. Like, you want some security. Well, guess what? You're about to get a bag for this year, so figure it out later. Like, you're accept your fate. Like, cry about it or not. Like, we'll see you fucking.
And you know, as you said, bro, the market was ass this year. Like, revisit it next year. You might, what salary cap might go up again. You might get paid even more next year. Like,
You may get an extra half $1 million per year. That's $2-4 million. Like, that's $1-2 million added to your bank account. Like, that's a big deal, bro. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, yeah, bro, with the article, nothing at all. It's just, wow. Like, I guess they're shocked that the Bengals are even listening. Bro, they, even with the Bengals, I get it. I really understand with just how tough the Bengals are to work with, because they, like we said, bro, with how meticulous they operate and they move, when they make a decision, an investment, whether that's in the draft with the draft pick or with a player in free agency, they go all in on that future they have written contractually with that player. Yeah. This isn't like a lot of teams to where they, in language, like the biggest example, it's kind of the black and white variance difference of this is a Von Miller contract. You think the Bills looked Von Miller in the eyes and said, hey, we are looking forward to you playing 6 years worth $120 million. Football here. No, that's fucking stupid as shit. low-key, their mindset is, we're going to get 2-3 good years out of you. We'll see it. We're going to have to go all in and give you this contract now to make sure you're a Bill. We'll push these void years out. All this nuanced shit. The Bengals are black and white. Contract layout, we want to be committed to you as much as we possibly can in 2, 3 years, 4 years, 1 year, whatever it is. Like, it's cut and dry. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I even got a bit off track just indulging on contract layouts and stuff like that. But with T, dude, like, you're going to like the money you get. Accept your fate, buddy. Yeah. I mean, you're fucking 24. You're 25 now. Like, you're going to get the bag next year. Bro, and guess what? Guess what? I'm going to tag you again. You're going to hate me. I'm going to tag you. You're going to be a Bengal for another year. Hey, dude, like, we're going to be just like, T's like gonna be, you know,
pissed.
Almost like that's at a birthday party with the hat on. We're like celebrating, like, yeah, you just saw you, like, yeah, this is fucking awesome, ain't it, bro? Like, you're fucking,
you bitch, you're a Bengal.
Like, bitch, man, hey, bro, you should be lit. You're a fucking man. Look, hey, when you win that ring, yeah, you're gonna be fucking lit. Like, look, bro.
Exactly, exactly.
I'll lay this out quickly right now. My desired scenario for T, it has changed, right? I mean, to all of our listeners, like, we had our initial mock free agency was the pretty much a borderline first and borderline second. Pretty damn good. That's still a pretty damn good offer. You're not getting that, though. It's not happening anymore. The Panthers aren't giving it up. They already got Deontay Johnson. They're going to commit to getting younger guys, blah, blah, blah. It's fine. Now, like you said, bro, which is interesting. I really wish you could find the person who posted this. But looking at the draft value, because the teams go off draft value of picks through a chart. I forget where this chart was simulated from. I think it's through the NFLPA. They verify that this is a chart that they can trust. It's a points chart. And you get a certain number of points for the worth of your picks. And they had T's value as a player to draft picks being a mid first and a fourth round pick, or a probably an end first and a third, right? Like, the Bengals are not picking up the phone if it's not a first plus.
Yeah.
Period. Period. Like, and that's kind of a change of mind for me. It is. Because I was like, oh man, like, you know, I had a free agency, like, you can trade them, you can blah blah, like, try to get what you can. He's gonna be gone. Now, bro, look, I got him for one more year. I can get a bowl. I'm going to tag him next year. I'm going to be laughing at the bank. The NFL is going to hate me. They're going to be like, oh, my God, all the fans are going to want this good player. All the players are going to be like, man, free my dog. Free my... I don't give a fuck. You're a Bengal. We want to win another bowl. We want to win a bowl. I mean, and hey, guess what? Put up 1,200 yards this year, 9 touchdowns. Bet you damn well I'll be getting that fucking first-round pick plus.
Exactly. Yep.
Bro.
T is a different situation. You look at other situations with guys, and it's like you hold on to them and they lose value. Like, T would have to have a season like last year, this year, on the tag for his value to go down. So it's like he has nothing to lose to come out here, play on the tag, and fucking ball out. Like you said, oh, 9 touchdowns, blah, blah, blah. Get your you know, and then you're going to get your bag regardless.
Yep, exactly, bro. Or you, what's best for us, you would get your bag. We are gatekeeping you because we have the rights to you.
All right.
Give me my value. Give me my draft picks and he's yours.
Exactly.
Give me my draft picks and he's yours, Brian Callahan, who off, well, that'd be actually be pretty wild. I don't see that happening. But like, or whatever team, I don't give a shit. The Jags, because they got fucking mid-ass dudes. They got Jags everywhere. Coincidentally, they're called the Jags. Their whole receiver corps is just Jags. Just the guys. Like, just the guys unit. So, you want to pay a premium bag for a star receiver that re-upped his value with putting up a career year and won a bowl? Here you go. So, yeah, that's how I see it.
We're gonna
the article that was written don't mean shit to me.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, I mean, hey, bro. Hey. You got the first round pick this year.
The only way I see T traded is if it was like some surprising shit on draft night. That's what it would have to be for him,
yep.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I just,
and I don't see it happening.
Yeah, bro, I don't either. Because, like I said, like it's kind of like with the Joe Mixon shit last year, right? It would have been different. The dynamic would have been a lot different with the Joe Mixon if you offloaded that $12.9 million of Joe Mixon before free agency. You didn't. You waited. You held him on the same contract till July. Then you restructured him to loosen up some cap. Got it. It didn't matter anymore. So it didn't matter like what you had could create with the money. You already went through all free agency in the draft with it. Bro, what the fuck are we going to do? Bro, we got $27 million to spend right now. Do fans? We have $27 million in cash space to spend. Now, we're probably going to roll over about 17, 19 of that because I expect us to extend Jamar and Evan McPherson, right? Like, okay, that's fine. Maybe even a Cam, maybe not a Cam sample. But like some guys, you extend your guys, that's fine. Draft rollover. Like, you have $10 million to spend. What the fuck are you adding $22 million to? Like,
you want my thought? You want my thought?
What?
I've been out looking this. I think they're saving that money, okay, for a day. And what's so great is they've been able to sign these guys on great contracts, right? So we have money, right? I think yeah. That money's going to I think it's going to future offensive linemen. I think they know that these, you know, Ted Karras, these guys, like, they're coming up on contracts. Maybe, you know, you still have to see this year. And you have to see how it looks, really. I mean, truthfully, you do. And to be able to have some comfortability in the bank, it's not like we're fucking dying. I mean, I feel like I'm most comfortable right now with us having the unsolved issue at nose tackle, because you can figure that out, in my opinion. You can work with that because of what you've done in the secondary and stuff like that. It's going to help you in the run game a lot this year, in my opinion. So, and I know it changes. You don't have a nose tackle yet. But when I look at it like that, you have all that money. Yeah, bro. I think that's going to future offensive linemen, bro. Might have to pay it back for a guy at some point. I think.
Well, I'll tell you this. Like, I think the desired scenario is that it won't have to be like that in the best way because, I mean, this just summarizes what we talked about all offseason of the potential of the Bengals to not only plug the holes that they had heading into the free agency, but to put an exclamation point with optimism on those holes heading into free agency and just strength heading into the season. They have 10 picks. Use it on new rookie premium offensive linemen. Spend premium picks on offensive linemen.
What are they going to do, B-Things? Because, bro, I'm telling you, we've talked about it. They're not signing 10 rookies, bro. They're not.
Bro, yeah, I think they can do it if they wanted to. They can.
But why?
Well, I mean, they may do 9. Like, that's fine. But, like, look, dude, you know how Duke doesn't want to give up draft capital. And I get it. Like, I do not see them getting under 9 draft picks, like, at all. Maybe 8. But if it's 8, they have to have gotten another player acquired at the nose tackle position.
Right.
Like, period. That's it. Like, that's the only way I see it. And that may not even be the case because they may do a pick swap. So, I'll stamp it right there. Dip that shit in. They will not have less than 9 picks. The 10th one, all right, fine. Like, whatever. Joe Mixon acquired pick a couple weeks back. That's cool. I mean, look, dude, you can. Like, I think they can fit another line. They got to fit backer on the roster. You can switch out the back into the DT room. I think they're to possibly probably move on from Zach Carter. I mean, maybe add another edge. A corner can be pressed in that room. See where DJ Ivy's at. Maybe you could sneak him onto the practice squad. A receiver. You have 5 legit receivers right now. Like Jamar, T, Andre, Charlie, T.I. That's 5 dudes. Kwame Last not going to be a 53. Like, he's not going to be back to roster. What's
Dalen Workin just signed with? What'd you say?
broke out.
Damn, signed with the Saints. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. The Saints? Oh.
Yeah, he signed with the Saints. So, yeah, I suppose he went back home or something. I don't know if he was from there or what. But, yeah, so, I mean, you got to open roster spot there. I think they want to carry four tight ends. I'm convinced of that. Because, you know, as we talked about a lot, you know, the dynamic of adding two tight ends on the field, especially with Mike Gesicki, they will carry two tight ends. I'm actually – or four. I'm uber confident with that. Because, you know, of what Mike Gesicki offers in Drew Sample. So they need another tight end. So there's a tight end draft you right there. And, bro, you can literally draft three offensive linemen. Like, Deontay, replaced. Jackson, replaced. Trey Hill, perished. Like you replaced them all. Yeah. Cody Ford could even be a guy that you could boot if you want. Don't re-sign Max Charbonnet. Like, I'm flipping through guys right now. Like, quarterback, you can draft one if you want. Like, I don't.
Jakey Spinrate,
bro. Fucking Joe with the dumbest fucking nickname. Actually, he said Brandon, which is even worse.
Yeah,
he died. Fucking worst of all time. But you can fit 10 guys on the roster. I mean, bro, you may fucking need a fourth safety. I don't know. If the corner. So, yeah, dude. I mean, that's where it's at. There's a lot of things that could go on. But with that, bro, we won't babble on much anymore. I felt like I definitely have a lot. Let's go ahead and run a quick mock, bro. Ready to run one?
I know we talked about seven. What if we did just do the four rounds?
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I think seven, because, I mean, we have, like we just said, we have 10 fucking draft picks. So, yeah, I think just do four first.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah, guys. So, you know, obviously, quick rundown before we run this real quick. Fortunately, some things have changed. A lot of things. Not everything. Heading into the draft, and as we said a lot, that, you know, a lot of fans just indulge on the draft or just indulge on the free agency. You got to focus on both, because they both matter a ton. Changes the dynamic of things, and the dynamics have changed, especially at the tackle position, right? It's not a sure thing that we're getting premium play that we've seen from Trent Brown. So, but you're not completely pigeonholed to a tackle in round one. You want to get the best guy available. So let's see what that looks like. Just to clarify, bro, are you using a Pro Football Network or what you got?
I use PFF.
Okay. Hey, that's cool. We got two different metrics here.
Yep.
Because I know PFF completely measures some guys different than Pro Football Network. So it'll be an interesting dynamic. And how about this? Maybe we could, like, run it at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can kind of run through our thought processes for our own.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Yeah, I'll run mine real quick. But I actually want you to go first. I want to see what you got.
Yeah, so, you know, for this first round pick, just gonna stay here at 18, man. Just keep it the same. You know, you look at the board here. Tackles, run on tackles is just pissing me off here, because it's happening in every mock I see. You know, you got all the guys. JC Latham's gone. Let's see what we got on the board here, though. We got Byron Murphy. Okay. Oh, okay. I actually love what we have here on the board. This is kind of like a toss up. So you got Byron Murphy, right? You got Johnny Newton. You got Troy Fatanu. You got Nate Wiggins, who I really like. I really like Nate Wiggins. And you have Amarius Mims, which I think those are good. I don't think they go corner first round, but still. And you got Cooper DeJean. Fire.
That definitely won't happen. He's not a fit at all.
No.
For what they're looking for, because they're so low. But nah, I hear you. That's a ton of premium names there. So, I mean, with you, bro, like, you know, what do you think is most suitable for that first pick for you?
If I was a GM, okay, I think the city of Cincinnati would hate me. Because I look here, right? You have the sexy names. You have Byron Murphy, Johnny Newton. Oh, my God. Just fucking solve the nose tackle position with, you know, go after one of those guys or just beef up the trenches on the defensive side. I'm a type of guy where I am not as concerned with this defense as I am with protecting this quarterback, man, because as long as you protect Joey B, man, you got a chance to win the football game. And a guy that has been my favorite pick, favorite player in this draft, and I've been pretty players, I will say, in my recent history, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs, Frank Ragnow, not to go on a tangent, but, you know, some of the guys that I backed for my first round label right here, I'm going to go in and I'm going to draft Troy Fatanu from Washington, okay? You got the guard tackle versatility. What's the Bengals' MO always? Put the best five guys out there. I think this shows it. Like, yes, we like Cordell, but we're also going to see, you know, we got a first round pick and we want to figure out how we can get the best five out there. So Troy Fatanu, you are a Bengal at 18.
Love it. Yeah. I think that's a perfect pick, bro. I mean, you broke it down perfectly. I mean, what a great feeling you'd have at the end of, you know, night one of the draft.
Exactly.
First time us Bengals would feel pretty damn good.
I don't know. I think it would be split. Like I said, if you got them sexy names, Johnny Newton and Byron Murphy, I think some people would have their panties in a wad. Oh, and well, older no, offensive lineman. But Troy Fatanu, man, that's a fire pick at 18.
I was talking about the offensive line specifically, but no, I get it. That's, yeah, overall, I could see a lot of fans throwing their hands up. Actually, some. But majority, I mean, look, bro, like, how pissed are you going to be about protecting your quarterback?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, so I'd actually even go against that. Fortunately, those dipshit fans would be fused out. Like, they won't have momentum. That, I mean, like, all fans are going to say, what the fuck, are you mad that the Bengals are going all in on protecting Joe? Oh, is that pissed off? Like, that'd be the dumbest shit to say, oh, I'm so fucking mad. Like, we're going all in on offensive linemen. Like, nah. Yeah, so I'm with you, dude. I think it was a great pick. My board felt a lot differently than yours. I had the tackle run pretty early here in the middle teens. Brock went at 15. Just horrible. And I'm actually thinking it ran so quick. I'm not kidding. I probably should have considered trading up.
Brock went 14 here to the Saints.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, yep, he goes as far as the teens there. So Troy Fatanu went 16. Who I got on the board? Laiatu Latu, Jared Verse, you got a couple edges at the top. Amarius Mims, Johnny Newton, JPJ, Chop Robinson, Nate Wiggins, Cooper DeJean, and then my guy, Byron Murphy. So I'll tell you this, then Tyler Guyton, and then you're kind of getting into another tier of guys that the Bengals are not looking for at 18. I mean, look, the first two names I'm looking here, I'll say three. Amarius Mims, Johnny Newton, and JPJ. Man, it's hard to try to it is hard to overlook those guys. But here's the thing. I tweeted this a few days ago, and I'm actually creating some clarity right now to justify against even an Amarius Mims, who is about as compelling to me as anybody. Byron Murphy is exactly what the fuck the Bengals are looking for. Listen. Paul Danner posted an article. Or actually, I don't want to give him credit for it because I don't think he did. Someone else did. The last 10 years. Oh, yeah, it was like Arjun Marjan or something like that. He's a PFF dude. He's a fucking wizard. He posted a metrics piece. Premium, three techs, where they're drafted. Geno Atkins is literally like the only one on the list. That's in day three. Is that rare to get a game-wrecking three tech in later rounds? Now, the harsh reality. Same thing with tackle. For most guys, you want to get a premium talent at tackle, you got to get them at first, right? Like, unless you're the Eagles, the Browns, or the fucking Packers, you can't get them like past day two, right? Like, that's just how it is. So, what the Bengals are looking for, we talked about, you know, what they could potentially be doing with not choosing to do anything at nose tackle. Are they looking to transition? Do they not want a traditional nose tackle?
Right.
You haven't done anything the last 2 years. You didn't re-sign TJ. You got a guy that can do both. What does Sheldon harp on? I can actually do both. I was even signed, in fact, to a team, the Jets, to be a predominant run stopper. I did a good job with that. Texans were 31st in the league in 22, 23. They were 6th in the league. I was on the field a majority of the time. I can be a run stopper and a pass rusher. Perfect Sheldon Rankins, you're a Bengal. B.J. Hill, I can get after the quarterback and I can hold up decently in the run. You're a Bengal. I think Byron Murphy is stronger than Johnny Newton. And that's why I think the Bengals are going to be more enticed for him as their DT1. The tackles, offensive linemen. I think all of these guys, the Bengals need the production from their first round pick, but like they're not going to live and die off the sword of a production from a Johnny Newton or Byron Murphy. Are they going to live and die off the production of an Amarius Mims or Jackson Powers Johnson?
Right.
Oh, not Amarius Mims. He's not starting. I mean, I don't know. That's why I think they're going to go Byron Murphy. I'm actually talking to myself like how the Bengals are going to do it. So I got shitty trade offers here. I've actually been tempted to trade back a few spots because I think Byron will stay there. But I'm going to go ahead and take the gamble, man. I'm taking Byron Murphy, 3 tech out of Texas at 18.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Yeah, bro, you can go ahead and run yours. What you got?
All right, so here we are in round two, right? We look at the board. See what we got. We got Mike Sanresti. I'm not even going to try to say his name. Michigan corner, slot guy. I know a lot of guys like him. But looking at the situations we talked tonight with Dax, I think here in round two it's a little rich, especially when, you know, you do have – one of, if not the best nickels in the game, Mike Hilton. You got Braden Fisk. You know, you got the defensive lineman. I like him. Michael Penix. You know, you might want to have some Lamar Jackson looks. No, I'm playing. Ricky Purcell, wide receiver out of Florida. Jatavion Sanders, tight end. Rook, the defensive lineman from Clemson. Jermaine Burton, Jonathan Brooks. You also got the fan favorite in Tavondre Sweat. Got the running back still here. I look at the board, man, and a name that I think's been kind of interesting when Malik Wright has mentioned his name, or, you know, just kind of peeping what he's saying around draft season, because he is credible. So I look at it, man, and what have the Bengals done? We talked about it on this podcast. Every 4 years in the second round,
you draft receiver.
Draft a wide receiver. And I think here, you know, recency has been like, what if the Bengals could get a guy in the first round, a Brian Thomas. And I think here in my mock draft, you go ahead, you get your protection for Joey B, okay? Now you're good. Now you have the comfortability of you look at the wide receivers on the board. You got Burton, you got Purcell, you got guys. But a name that's, I think, kind of been interesting in terms of Malik and stuff, Jermaine Burton, okay? We're bringing a Burton to town. Shout out to me, Drake Burton, okay? We're bringing the wide receiver from Alabama, bro, all right?
Got it.
He gives you the slot ability. He gives you versatility and gets you that speed. We're going to take him out of Alabama here at pick 49.
Okay. I like it. So you go offensive lineman.
Yep.
And receiver.
Yep.
I like it. All right, bro. Well, I will tell you this. I had to do my best, as I know I babble on a lot, to not do that again with how I saw my board fall here. This is the first time I have ran, and I mean this when I say it, over 200-plus mock drafts because I just get bored, so I just run them for fun. This is the first time I've ever seen a fall like this. Now, I'll add this nuance as well before I even add the names. Look, guys, overall, this shit is serendipitous. Shit fucking happens, okay? Guys go earlier. You got the Cole Strangers of the world that are 104th ranked overall. They go by dipshits like Bill Belichick in the draft at 20th overall. You got guys that a 10th round, 10th overall, play talent. They're at 990. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit happens in the draft. So many fans are like, oh, that's never going to happen.
Hey, blah, blah, blah. Hey, what about,
What about Brock Bowers at pick one, Tyson Bagent run?
Yeah, I mean, the Bears.
Hey, I cannot wait, brother. I can't wait to see Caleb be a bust. I can't wait.
Yeah, I know you're praying on his downfall for sure, bro. But yeah, like overall, shit happens, dude. Okay. Because listen, a guy like Tyler Guyton, no, he is not the premium tackles in the draft. But Tyler Guyton reminds me of CTB in his.
He fell to you down too?
Tyler Guyton is here at 49.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. The athleticism, bro. I like it. The athleticism.
Bro, former tight end, converted to tackle 2 years ago, played guard. This dude's flexible, versatile, I should say. Whatever he had to do on that team, on that offense, Oklahoma offense, he did. 6'7", 322. What do the Bengals love, Drake? They love the biggest fucking people movers, right? So well-built, incredible base, super strong, and crazy athletic, bro. He was a 98 percentile athlete. If this happened, bro, because think of the commitment I made in the first round. I chose to kind of dismiss a couple of those tackles. Went with the DT. Now I got Tyler Guyton in round two, bro. I'm lit. So there's my pick.
Hell yeah, bro. I fuck with that pick. That's fire. All right. So here we are in round three. Okay, we're at pick 80. You're going to be sad. Two picks before. Jalen Wright, you are a Washington Commander.
No. Ah, dog. Damn.
So, as you said, man, sometimes these the drafts and the way it falls to you in these mocks are differently, obviously, than what it would be in real life. But I look at it here, man. We took Jermaine in the second round. Your guy is here at pick 80, Johnny Wilson. So, look at that. Big body guy. You can't take wide receivers back-to-back here, unfortunately. But you're sitting here in the third. And you take a tackle first, right? Take your tackle and mm-hmm. your wide receiver. You have Blake Corum, running back from Michigan. You got him on the board. You got Blake Fisher, the tackle. Okay. So this is interesting because maybe the Bengals do view Troy Fatanu more as like a guard. And they want to beef up the trenches here. They want to go ahead and get a Blake Fisher. You also have Trey Benson here on the board, the running back. You got Patrick Paul. Christian Mahogany, the guard, Renardo Green, the corner, Brennan Rice, and one of my favorite guys here, you got Michael Hall Jr., you know, three tech.
The week 80, wow.
Yeah, and I like Hall here, honestly, you know. He's got versatility, you know, defense tackle, defensive end, but a pass rush, man. He can get after it. You know, he completely destroyed JPJ on a rep. I mean, I get it, it's one rep, but completely destroyed JPJ at the Senior Bowl.
And that's what the Bengals are looking for, dude. They need dudes that can hold up in the run. Exactly. So, if you did make a pick like that, it'd make a ton of sense.
Exactly. Yeah, this was actually the guy that I was looking at most. So
anybody too.
Yep. I think Michael Hall Jr. guys here at pick 80 is Cincinnati Bengal.
That's it. Yeah, I think that's a great pick, bro. So it sounds like for you got Troy Fatanu, Jermaine Burton, and Michael Hall.
Yep.
And so far I got Byron Murphy, top three tight end class. And Tyler Guyton in round two. So round three, pick 80. We're on the clock. I got a trade offer for 86 and 188. Get on that first sec. Here's what the board looks like. Chris Jenkins. 62 overall on their board here. Like we said, we got different mock metric systems here. So yours is a lot different than mine. Because Jalen Wright, would not go at 80 on this one I used. He went on PFS. 62, the 62nd ranked player in Chris Jenkins, the next closest ranking, Cole Bishop at 77. So typically the reality is if a player would fall like that, you know, and it's obvious on most teams' board, like, holy shit, how did this dude stay here? They're typically going to take a gamble on that guy. I don't know if they would draft another fucking interior defensive tackle. But, hey, bro, you think of it like this. Like, B.J. Hill's probably gone after this year. They want Zach Carter gone. Sheldon Rankin's got 2 years. I'm saying, like, what if you just went crazy on this D-line? Like, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
Ah, man, it's kind of tempting. You got to pick in 17 picks. Because, yeah, you got Chris Jenkins, Cole Bishop, safety, Jalen McMillan, receiver. That is pretty enticing. 200 pounds, 6'1", 85 percentile athlete. I mean, just that receiving trio in Washington was low-key legendary. Will Shipley, running back, got a couple running backs up here. Don't care if you're not doing the right, not interested. Chris Abrain, never said this name before. Chris Abrain Drain, Missouri. Hey, Drain. That's kind of dope. Kind of a dope name. I guess we got a crazy name. Blake Corum, Javon Ballard. Call me crazy. Hey, after the first three picks of the draft last year, right? We're like, what the fuck? You know what? I may have to what the fuck this again, but it make a lot more sense. I'm going to have to go with the dude that looks head and shoulders above everybody else. Defensive tackle, Chris Jenkins.
Yeah. So Chris Jenkins, your third round pick, huh?
Yep.
That's crazy value.
That is. Yeah.
Wow.
So you can tell here, we got completely different fucking draft boards, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was asking what you got for 97.
Yeah, so looking here, I was kind of looking into some trades or whatnot, but I guess not. Look here, you got Patrick Paul on the board, tackle. You got Cedric Van Pran, the center out of Georgia. Brennan Rice, wide receiver. Jerian Jones, corner out of Florida State. Ray Davis, the running back. Eric All, tight end. Bo Limmer, center out of Arkansas. Kate Stover, Audric Estime. You got some guys here on the board, right? Cam Hart, the corner. Cooper Bebe, or however you say it. Christian Jones. You got some guys on here, right? Looking at it in the third round, bro, looking at who we took so far, we got our three tech. Not three tech, but we got another guy to beef up the trenches. You know, it can be that future three tech as a hope. But back to it, man. You got another third round pick for a reason. Why not beef up the trenches again, bro? Get a smart athlete in Patrick Paul who you can work with. I think this is a really good pick here in the third round to go after another tackle. I'm trying to look here. I wanted to do something similar to how we did, you know, with Sam Hubbard and Malik Jefferson. I wanted to trade, like, and get back-to-back picks if possible.
Yeah, it's typically pretty steep there. Yeah, I've tried a lot. Yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty wild. That probably would have required a trade back in an earlier round or something, but...
Yep, taking Patrick Paul here with my pick, man.
Wow. Okay. So, you've taken Troy Fatanu, Jermaine Burton, Michael Hall, and Patrick Paul.
Yep.
The fucking first four guys, bro. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, Patrick Paul fits the mold perfectly. Patrick Paul, beyond round one, actually, not like I'll even go out on a limb and say this because of my infatuation with the Bengals' potential of drafting the three tech in round one. Patrick Paul, like, maybe my most preferred O lineman when I think of a realistic scenario. Like, best? No, he's not the best. If I wanted the best dude, I'd take probably who's realistically going to be there, Troy Fatanu or Amarius Mims, right?
Yep.
But if you want to get a premium pass rusher in the first round, Patrick Paul could be there in the second or third. He's 307 pounds, or 307. He's 330 plus pounds, 6'7" and a half. Bro, the dude's a Bengal. Like, let him get around a pick where we're near. So I love it, bro. 97, that's incredible value. Call me boring. Listen, dude. The boards happen. Teams have their guys. They want to go get them. I'm kind of delusional. I feel like Jalen Wright is just the lethal, fucking potent addition to this running back unit, that we could have the most dangerous running back unit in the league with this guy. I'm getting Jalen Wright. He's 118 overall on this board. I don't care. I don't want to risk him not being there at 115. Fuck, I may be talking myself out of this right now. Let's see who's here. Dominic Puny. First off, your name is Puny, dog. Like, you're a guard? Okay, nah. Nope. Nope, indeed. I'm going to go ahead and go with Jalen Wright. So, Jalen Wright is my pick at 97. I mean, look, we've already talked about it a lot. Don't got to give a crazy rundown. Dude clocked in at 22.2 miles an hour last year in a college game against, probably fucking, like, Acorn State or something, a random college. I don't care. You know what the fastest play in the season last year was, Drake?
What's up?
Running back Chase Brown, fastest play last season at 22.1 miles an hour. Jalen Wright had the longest play of the college season last season at 22.2. Yeah. And he has before in practice.
In my opinion, bro, I think he's to get that at that value is amazing, because I think he's honestly going to be a second-round pick.
He could. I mean, look, that talent doesn't fall like that a lot. That ability, that explosion does not fall like right. That much.
That's like Alvin Kamara. Like, when Alvin fell to, like, the third round that year, that was – like, I kind of view Jalen Wright in a similarity. It's like if he does drop to you at that – low, you hit a home run, bro.
Yep, no doubt. I mean, yeah, it's golden. So, yeah, man, I'm super stoked with that. But, yeah, like we said, guys, we are just running four rounds here. So, we are entering the fourth round now. So, what you got here, bro?
So, I actually did something crazy. You know, I wanted to do it in the third round. It was a little rich. I do it here in the fourth. We had a lot of draft picks, right? It's kind of crazy. People probably hate me as a GM. I traded up because of what I like on the board. I gave away 149, 194, 237, and 238. Some later round picks to get 116. So we have back-to-back picks here, 115 and 116. I mean, you still have, let me see here, just so I can keep an eye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so you have 8 draft picks total, okay? So you gave away 4, I get it, to get up here, to go back-to-back, but you still have 8 draft picks in total. Looking at the board, okay, you got Ray Davis, running back out of Kentucky. You got Cade Stover, the tight end. Audric Estime. Cam Hart, Leonard Taylor, Cooper Baby, Bebe, Braylon Allen. See, I mean, you got these big backs here, right? Big dudes. Pause. You got Ben Sinnett. You got some guys here, right? Back to back. You just solved the running back issue. Who am I going to take? Who do I value more, 115 and 116? I'm going here with the first pick, man. I'm going to take Cade Stover. Perfect. I think it's a great pick here in the fourth round. Cade Stover. Get your tight end, as we were talking about, with that extra pick. Go ahead. You get him here. Get good value in the fourth round. Come back with the next pick to end it here. And – you know, I do like Ray Davis, man. I do like me some Ray Davis. He gives you the production. Gosh, it's just I like Audric Estime a lot, man. The dude is like huge. He's huge. And he is like a running back by committee type of guy. So yeah, right here, back to back picks. We got Audric Estime, man. Notre Dame running back. So
yeah, bro. I like it. I like it, bro. All right. So you traded up to get Audric Estime. But the thing is, you had 10 picks and you traded 2 extra picks.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I'd be maybe a little bit nervous, but you know, you got extra picks and this guy can be a dog. So, all right. We'll take it. I mean, that's still a damn, you know, good first 5 selections for us, though. Actually, 6, right?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, bro. So I'm sitting at 115 here. I ran. Went crazy on the 3-tech. Byron Murphy, Tyler Guyton, tackle, Chris Jenkins, 3-tech again, Jalen Wright, my running back. Really, I'm is continuing to beef up because there are premium elite athletes at the interior positions. In day 3 of this draft. At least that's what's projected, right? Maybe they'll go sooner because they're elite athletes, whatever. There's one right here. The first few guys on my board here. Brandon Coleman. Guard out of TCU. 99.8 percentile athlete. Okay?
Yep.
People are saying that he is the best offensive player on the Horned Frogs offense. This is the 23 Horned Frogs offense, right? So it wasn't as good as like 22. Powerful blocker who projects better as a guard. So he played tackle, moved to guard. Let's see. Some stiffness in his lower body, blah, blah, blah. I mean, look, he's a fourth round pick. All right. Nonetheless, don't really care. 99 potential athlete, something that the Bengals are just like completely alienated to. Boom. So taking Brandon Coleman, guard. Give me a second here. Give me just a moment because we got 10 picks, right? Like,
that's why I traded up, man. I could see something similar. I mean, obviously that was compensatory. That's why they had back to back, but I could see a situation where, you know.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, bro, because low-key right now, you know what? I'm going to see who could – ooh, whoa. Wait a second. You know what? I'm going to swing for the fence, dog. Fuck. I'm not going to be able to get it. Damn it. Damn it, I missed my chance, bro. I don't know. Maybe I could fucking try. Wow, the Bears at 122 took Jordan Travis. That's fucking handicapped. That's dumb as shit. All right. Here's what I'm trying to do. Just give me 30 seconds. I'm going to try to trade up for this guy specifically, Kyrie Jackson. 6'3", 200 corner out of Oregon.
Yeah.
Elite profile. So I'm going to try to trade up for this guy. Let's see what can happen. Proposed trade. What the fuck you mean? I can't propose no trade. Damn, man. The NFL's trying to blackball me. All right. I'm going to be too good. All right. Fuck you guys. Well, I'll do it. So I went without Kyrie Jackson. It's cool. So yeah, bro, you got 6 picks in the first 4 rounds. I got 5. Yeah, bro. Maybe what we could do is we could post this on our stories or whatever on our page and see what people think. You know, maybe lay a quick comparison what you guys would think. So on a scale of 1 to 10, bro, how do you feel about your first 6 selections?
I'm comparing it to last year when I'm looking at my draft here real quick. So you got 3. Wait a sec. 6. Okay, makes sense. So first 3 picks last year were obviously defense. My draft in these first 4 rounds were offensive heavy when you look back at it. You know, maybe some people want more to add on that defensive side of the ball. But I think loading up on this offense isn't a bad way to go either after, you know, how much you loaded up premium-wise on that defense last year. I love getting Faatanu at 18. I think it's a home run pick. Value Burton in the second round. I like it. I like it. And then you get Michael Hall in the third. Good value. Patrick Paul right there in the third again. You get it. So at that point, I would assume, you know, the Bengals, Ufotsanu is like a future guard, right? So you got Fotsanu, and then now you have Patrick Paul, who you hope could be your future right tackle, right? Still remains to be seen on what that would look like. Cade Stover in the fourth round might be rich for the Bengals. I don't know if they would want realistically to take a tight end that early. This would be me if I was a GM. They might wait to the, you know, fifth plus for a guy like Dalen Hawker. I know that's been a name that's been tied to the Bengals a lot in this process. And then Audric Estime, I think that's just a great pick. Some could argue, you know, Ray Davis, you know, picking over him, but I like this. I like the value. You get an AFC North back. You get a guy that is just mean, runs the ball hard.
Big
as hell. I mean, he's just huge. And then you complement that with Chase Brown's speed.
No doubt, bro. Yeah, I like it, man. I mean
he's your running back that, you know, we know Zach Moss with the explosion that he has. Like, Audric's type of guy that, you know, it's third and one, and you want for sure that yard. He's going to get you that yard.
Yep. I mean, a super close game in the fourth quarter in a December game.
Right.
After, you know, track down a fucking Chase Brown, and now you got to, you know, deal with the ground-and-pound game of the Bengals with Estime. That's fucking 235 pounds. Yeah, like, give it up. I hear you. I think that's a good selection for sure. Obviously, heartbreakingly, Jalen Wright not being there because the golden pick at 97 with Patrick Paul. Shit, bro. If Patrick Paul fell to me at 97, I would have done whatever it took to get him too. So, great picks, bro. I'd say that's like fucking, I mean,
PFF gave me a B plus.
Really? Okay.
They gave me, so to break down the grades, they gave, because they based these off their, you know, their boards and shit.
Yeah.
They thought Tana was an A plus pick. Burton was a C plus. Hall was a C. Patrick Paul was an A. Stover was an A minus. Estime was a B minus.
Okay. I mean, you think of that on, you know, a B plus is what, 87 out of 100?
Right.
Roughly almost a 9 out of 10. Yeah, I probably had a 9 out of 10 draft. So, yeah, bro, that was good. You know, obviously, and yeah, with me, like, look, man, I put an exclamation point on our ability to pass rush and our pass rushers to also be able to run stop. Because you want to hear something? Byron Murphy had the second highest run stop win rate from a 3-tech in college football last season at 13.8%. You know who had the highest run stop win rate out of 3-tech in the league or in college last year?
Who?
Chris. At 18.1.
Wow.
He was a level above every other fucking 3-tech when it came to stopping the run. So, we've talked about what the Bengals have known. Is it their exact desire? I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know. Because you can only pick so much, right? You can't pick any guy you want. Because if so, then, you know, it'd be different. Then they'd make exactly what they want. So sometimes you just got to make the shit work what they have available to them. What they have available to them right now is no fucking nose tackle. So,
and that was the rumor this offseason was that they wanted to add two guys on that defense line. I mean, you got Rankins, but you think about the draft, they can definitely draft two guys.
Yeah. Load up on your ability to get after the quarterback and to be rangy with the quarterback. A quarterback that's going to be quick moving, you know, a guy that can maneuver around in the pocket super quickly, like a Lamar, like a Desage, like a Justin Fields. That still sounds weird to say. AFC North quarterback and Justin Fields just does not compute with me yet. So, yeah, I made that an exclamation point, and I did this as well with the trenches. So the first four picks is just predominantly trenches, and then the luxury at running back. You know, let's get my guy, what I'm delusional enough to think could be the Bengals guy. You know, let's you made, I think, if the Bengals draft went even remotely like this with these positions, you leave these units feeling like fucking ecstatic. Running back room with Chase Brown, Zach Moss, Jalen Wright. Oh, bro, let's go. Like, a defensive line with Trey Hendrickson, Sheldon Rankins, Byron Murphy, B.J. Hill, Miles Murphy, and Sam Hubbard. Come on, bro. And Chris Jenkins? Come on, bro. That's crazy. That's elite, dude. So, in an offensive line, Orlando Brown. I mean, fuck it. Tyler Guyton's so athletic. Put Tyler Guyton at guard. I don't give a shit. Tyler Guyton at guard. Yeah, at best five. Exactly. Or this Brandon Coleman dude that was a 99.8 percentile athlete that you draft again. So that's the goal, man. The biggest weaknesses, the biggest question marks, put an exclamation point there, then a period.
I like it. So you drafted two offensive linemen and two defensive linemen in the first four rounds.
Yep. Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yep. The running back. Yeah, receiver, you know, maybe be figured out. Obviously, you got a great duo, you know, with the Andres. We have a lot of hype for. So, yeah, you know, this episode will be dragging on if we went much longer. So, yeah, guys, we don't want to overdo it with the mock drafts, but maybe we could fit in a couple more. You know, ahead of, you know, the official draft season. We're about
less than a month away.
Is it really? It's a month away.
Let me see.
Yeah.
April 25th. Yep.
Wow. Today. So there we go. We talked about it, man, ad nauseum. My brother brought it up today. He thought that the NFL is dead for a while. I stopped him. I'm like, no, it ain't. The NFL's got the best offseason structure of any fucking league ever, bro. Every 4 to 6 weeks, you got a fun time for the obsessed NFL fan. So, as you guys are all obsessed Bengals fans and NFL fans, this is a fun time. This is the ramp up period of the draft. You know, to really put an exclamation point as we've hit home, metaphorically. That's what the Bengals want to do. They want to become that top Super Bowl contender. Everybody's sleeping on the Bengals right now. They don't think they got short term. They got amnesia. Some people, I've even had audacious enough comments I've seen from people saying, I forgot about Joe Burrow TBH. I forgot about Joe Burrow. I forgot about the Bengals.
We love it. We love it. I mean, that's right where we want to be. Because I've had Chiefs fans saying that. We're not scared. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's okay. We this offseason, in my opinion, you look at the signings from top to bottom. You started out with Geno Stone, bro. I think this team's a lot better, and I feel a lot comfortable. I know we lose a DJ Reader. It looked sad there for a minute. You bring in Sheldon. Sheldon was the guy that I wanted. Out of the two guys that they brought to town, him and Tart, I was like, you know what, like, I can get down with Sheldon Rankins. I was never a fan of Tier Tart, and was kind of glad that, I mean, there's still a possibility that they could, right? But I don't think that's where they're going after, especially for the pay and whatnot. They do have the money, but still. But like I said, I look at what we've done this offseason, bro, and you look at the landscape of going into next year. This team is going to be ready. I mean, you talk about every 4 weeks. A month is the draft. A month after that, Joe Burrow is fully healthy, fully cleared. So, I mean, look at that. Your quarterback be back. And I'm just ready, bro. See, I mean, time's going to speed up. It's going to speed up here fast. Once you get the draft, then you get into the summertime. Then the summer flies by and football's back. Hey, and then it's on site. And then it's on site because I know there's a lot of Ravens fans talking about it. Because I'm ready to see all these games this year. Trust and believe, I'm ready. Steelers fans, they have no reason to talk right now. They've kind of been, you know, chilling. But in terms of like the Ravens, that's one that I'm marking on my calendar. I hope we get a Chiefs game early on in the year, man.
I've been wanting that for a while. I know they like to push it back into the year because it makes it more interesting in terms of playoff seeding and stuff like that. But man, if we could get a Chiefs Bengals game early, that would be dope.
I don't know, bro. Like, I think I'm in love with the December Chiefs Bengals matchup.
Yeah,
bro.
That is fire too. Yeah,
it's the playoff. Like, how great would it be, bro, when you look back in the Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes era, and you always thought of the duel of this season in December? I mean, fuck, January. Half the time it's been in January. You know, like, when all the seeding of the conference is on the line before their ultimate inevitable matchup in the AFC Championship game. Like, it's going to be a cool thing to look on, and I think the Bengals are trying to live that out now, or the NFL. Of getting these teams in, you know, in the winter times to match up. So,
I mean, you look at, right, you look at like the Titans and teams like that, and then you look at what the Bengals did, kind of similar to when, you know, we brought Cheeto and all those guys in that offseason. Look at how we did it smart. Is this kind of like you think this is kind of like an all-in season? I feel like it kind of is in a way.
Every season presents different ways to approach it.
Right.
Is it all in? Well, yeah. Every year is all in.
Right.
But I said they're doing it differently. This will be the most talented roster this team will ever have. Undoubtedly. I'm saying that right fucking now. Heading into this season. Undoubtedly will be the best Bengals roster Joe Burrow has ever had. With a fourth place schedule. Oh, but wait, Drake, we lost DJ Reader. So the offseason's a failure. Duke Tobin should be questioned. These guys are committed to winning. Fourth place schedule with Jamar Chase and teams on the roster. You're going to have an exclamation point on the offensive line and the defensive line for the first time in Joe Burrow's career.
The best tight end Joe Burrow's ever had in his career. Tight end
ever had. The most explosive run game Joe Burrow's ever had. The most talented right tackle Joe Burrow's ever had. Put the back a 30-year-old nose tackle that had two quad tears. I hate to label DJ like that, but it's the reality. Right? Like, it's not like the Lions fucking bent over backwards and fucking took one from DJ to sign him. They gave him $9 million guaranteed.
Right.
We offered $7 million. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and unfortunately, like, a lot of Bengals fans, like, I mean, not to let him off the leash, but not to act like they're like, oh my God, this all seems a failure. But there's too much fucking bitching and moaning still.
Yeah.
Like, us Bengals fans got to get a grip, man.
Oh, I'm like, chill. Like I said, that I understand the three tech, but like, bro, I'm low key like chilling right now. Like, I know everything. Yeah, guys. Everything's gonna be good, bro.
Yep, exactly, man. So, yep, that'll go ahead and put a cap on this show, guys. Like, this absolutely gonna be in an incredible spot. You know, heading into the beginning of this season, last quick little nugget, 10 weeks since our last game, 21 more weeks, 22, sorry, until the first preseason game.
You're telling me, B-Thanks, when we get to the draft, we're damn near going to be right in the middle of split to go into another 10 weeks, and then boom.
Almost. So technically, we'll be 14 weeks from our last 30 weeks. Without Bengals football. So, I just went specific there. 32 weeks without a Bengals game. Because we love preseason football, right? Because, for sure. Nah. But, 32 weeks. Draft will be 14. Not super far off, bro. Like, always keeps it entertaining, man. So, we can't wait. This build-up to the draft's going to be fun. And, bro, appreciate you. And that'll do it for this episode of the All Things Bengals podcast.
Yes, sir. I'll see you, bro. Peace.
Sure. Peace out, y'all.